Shinmei.
You're not using mine.
I don't know. Shinmei. So we spoke yesterday about the two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the system of Emtzoyim. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, the two reasons were, where's the two reasons on the elephant base? Just 1 second, sorry about this.
We said it's a noise that goes from.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see where it's inside. Oh, there's a Tama Shani, the Tama, okay. First reason why you have to make your status is because you're being tested. Then wants to see whether you're going to do what you're put in this world to do or not. That's the first reason. The second reason is because if you weren't busy trying to make a living or be involved in other shtadlises, I'm putting them all together for now, then you would be you wouldn't have you would be shmomer. You would be sort of you'd have nothing to do and you would come get yourself into all sorts of trouble. That's very simple. Those are two reasons. So therefore, came out that somebody who has already been tested and passed the test, and somebody who uses his free time and his spare time for Avodas Hashem, and he doesn't mess around, as who lots of klasukim, he doesn't have to be involved in all these things. Doesn't have to be making ishtadlis. And we said also that there's no one alive today that can say, well, I'm there, therefore I don't have to make a shtadlus. So if you had a few minutes of, you know, where you felt, ah, oh, Hashem, I'm holding, if I don't have to make a shtadlus, according to this, you're wrong. Because there's no one alive today that can say that. Okay. There's other, again, the overriding problem that we have at this stage, we're just holding it in the background, is that the Chovas HaLevavos ignores the Chumash. That tells us why you have to make ishtadlus. That's a pechatoich alechem. You were cursed because of the sin of Adam Arishon. And therefore you have to make ishtadlus. It's going to make a big difference. We'll see as when you're coming to work out how much ishtadlus you have to make. That's a pechatoich alechem. Is going to have certain criteria that you won't have if you're dealing with these reasons. You're evaluating, you're setting up your ishtadlus will be different because v'zeh pecha, as the Mesidus Yisharim says, it's a kenas. A tax, it's a curse. So nobody pays more tax than they have to. Ever heard of anybody who paid more tax and volunteered taxes? Yeah. You pay as little tax as you can. Mr. Strong says that. You have to make minimum taxes. We'll see how you calculate later. We'll see how you calculate what the minimum is. But according to the Chovas HaLevavos, that's not the story here. It's not something, well, you know, you've got to pay tax, so you do the minimum. That's called the study. No, the standards here has to be cheshboned out completely different because the criteria are different. So that's very interesting, no? Kumsalvos doesn't put his head into Bzetza Pechatoi Kalechem at all. It will be the first obvious reason. Why do you have to make the standards? No, nothing to do with that. Okay. It's called the Adam Arishon. That was all because of the Chet of Adam Arishon. Kumsalvos says the long Kashul is a Bichlau. Doesn't mention it. Just doesn't mention it. It's a Pella. Very fascinating. As there are many things like that in the Chovas HaLevavos. If you would ask him, he'd say, what do you mean? Of course it's Bzeh HaPecha. You didn't see it. It's Mefurish. It's all there. Okay. We don't see it. So, on Shin Mem at the bottom there. Huh? No, he knew his way around Chumash. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, if you ask anybody in the street, why do you have to make stuff? Why do we have to do it? That's a pecha toich alechem. Someone says, I don't know what you're talking about. Yim yishoel ha-shoel. And if the questioner will ask, as I'm sure you all are, הרי ראינו שכמה צדיקים אין להם פנוסה, אלא אחרי עמל ויגיע. You'll find many tzaddikim, we just said, the guy's a tzaddik, and he's already passed the test, and he's mamash using every second for Vedas Hashem or whatever. So he shouldn't have to make his status, and his panosa should come to him, like we said, about Baal Batochen gets his panosa. So Ha-Emes contradicts you. The Matzias contradicts what the Chavis of the Lord just said. It's a Lord of Chol. Harei Reiman, who should come a tzaddikim, ain't in panosa, el achrei omu v'yagir, they had to toil and work very hard. Ulamad zeh, Balavera Rabbim Shri Bashalva Vachai Batovid. The plenty, plenty Balavera. The Panosa comes easier than a problem. So what are you talking about? So the first answer to that question is you need a thing called Vachid in the world. If every tzaddik, Panosa just popped into his house whenever he needed, and every Rosha was living a life of misery. So you wouldn't bechira anymore. So that's the first answer. That's the first answer to any of these questions. He doesn't say. But there are many things in the world. You'll see the Beis Halevi says the reason why you have to make your status is because you'll see, otherwise you'll lose your bechira. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa didn't have to make his status, even though he was drowning in poverty. And the panosa he came to him miraculously. By Yochai in the cave, his panosa came to him miraculously. Because that miracle didn't affect his bechira because he was already holding by Einoid Milvadoi. But a person who's not holding there, miracles are happening for him all the time. Eventually, one has bechira, you have to have bechira. So that's the classic answer to all these questions. He'll see what he says now. Nenalo, so if that's your question, why the tzaddikim don't have panosa and why do the rishonim do have panosa? It doesn't fit with what we've said. You're in good company if you have this question, because the Hasidim and the Navim and the Hasidim already asked this question. Novi Echad Shoel. Yirmiyahu Novi, famous statement of Yer Novi, Madua Derech Rishoyim Tzelcho. Why are the ways of the Rishoyim successful? Famous four words of Yirmiyahu Novi. They're very successful in their tranquility. Achrik sechiti levovi. Okay, so he's proved his point. Okay. V'hav psukim doimin nemru. Okay. Many psukim we see from the Navim bothered by this question. Madua derech rishoyim tzleicho. Moshe Rabbeinu had this problem. The Malachim had this kasha. So now the Navim had a question, yeah? So why they answer it? It's a very good question, the Chavis Lavim was asking, no? The Navim asked this question, so why don't they answer it? Doesn't bother you, no one answers this question. We're focusing dafka. There's a principle in the world why you have to make ishtadas for panosa. And if you've crossed the line to another world, you don't have to make ishtadas for panosa, you guarantee panosa. And yet we see not like that. It's within the overall question of certain level, but it's a very specific problem based on his reasons why you have to make ishtadas. It's a big push on why you have to make ishtadas. Can you tell me you have to make ishtadas because there's a pecha toicha lechem? But said a plaster, it's a deacon, it applies to everybody. But yeah, you're telling me no, it's a deacon, don't have to make ishtadas, and the panos is guaranteed. You see, not like that. And the Navim asked the question, and they don't answer it. Why don't they answer this? Mipnei shelo kol echad ve'echad matzadikim ololu yesh siba acheres Because each one of these tzaddikim that you're bringing your kasha from have a different reason. Madua Hashem menasoto beyisurim ve'oini. Each one has his personal private cheshbon with Hashem. Why is having yisurim and why is having poverty? V'chein l'kol echad ve'echad me'roshoyim alu l'yeshim v'acheres madua shehu shlo b'toy v'b'olam hazeh. And every Rosh has his personal cheshbon with Hashem. Why he's having a great time down here. The one's reason is not the same as the second one's reason. And therefore, the Nevi'im couldn't give you, for each and every tzaddik and rosh that lived, all the billions of people that have lived, the specific reasons for each one, because each one's a different reason. That means there's no klal reason to answer this question. That's what he's telling you. Each one's a personal cheshbon that is with Hashem. We saw in Pirkei Machshava one insight. Just as a dugma, not bringing it to answer, but we saw Bechinim and Daisa was the God Lador, the Tzadik Ador, Tzadik Adoires. Bechinim and Daisa, it's about Moifes. Bamish, open miracles happened for him, and yet he lived in abject poverty. Horrific poverty. And yet the Gemara tells us that the whole world was fed in his merit. So why was he living in abject poverty? He had enough merit to feed the whole world, but not for himself. So remember what we said? Because he was in such abject poverty, he used to daven for food because he didn't have. And those tefillahs fed the whole world because people weren't davening for food. And if you don't daven for something, you don't get it. But Hashem doesn't want everybody just starving to death. They took the Bechinim and Daisa's tefillahs and used them to feed the whole world. Remember, we said that as in a sort of tefillah. So lastly, why should Bechinim and Daisa point poverty stricken? Because he has specific reason is because Hashem says, I need him to daven for food. Because otherwise, the whole world will starve to death. Another tzaddik, not the same reason. Hashem needs him to be poor for other reasons. So that's what he's telling you. The Navi can't give you an answer why this is, because you'd have to write 1,000 million books for each person that ever lived. Each one's cheshbon is different. Okay? We'll see when we look at some of the aspects of ishtadlus, how much ishtadlus and when and how ishtadlus, when we get a lokal ha'maisa, you'll see that it's very different for each person as well. No two people can come up and say, well, he's making so much ishtadlus, I can also. It's a very, very personal decision, very not posher decision that a person has to come to an inner core of how much ishtadlus, what ishtadlus, where ishtadlus. It's not the same for every for two people. Two people are never the same. Can never be the same. I'll show you. The same, yeah. You can't ask the tzaddik. You can't ask me a navi to tell me each and every person that ever lived, explain to me his cheshbonus in Shemai. There ain't enough hard draft for that. How did Moshe Rabbeinu deal with this issue? The hidden things that's to Hashem. And the revealed things for us and our descendants claim don't put your head into the subject, Moshe Rabbeinu says. The answer to this question is only revealed to Hashem, only Hashem knows it, and a human being cannot grasp this. Can't grasp this. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that? Because Hashem told him in no uncertain terms. Not even you, Moshe Rabbeinu, can get it. Moshe Rabbeinu had access to most of what Hashem had to offer.
Yeah.
He spoke face to face with Hashem. Neman Basi, he could go wherever he wanted in the higher worlds and whatever. And Hashem told him when he asked him about Rabbi Akiva, Ze Torah, Ze Schorosai, Hashem said, stop, keep quiet, or I'll turn the world back to Tor the Bowl. Why do the Rishonim have a good time and the Tzaddikim suffer? Hashem didn't answer the question. He just said, keep quiet, or I'll destroy the world. Hashem didn't like, he's like a cheder Rebbe, he doesn't like your question, so he beats you up. That's not pshat. He was telling him, in order for you to understand, I have to put the world back to Tolva Bo, and then you have to watch and know exactly what I know in the whole unfolding of the prayer. Then you'll understand why everything happens the way it happens. You can't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel, I can't understand. And he tells you, don't go there. ושלום המלך החוכם התבטא אף הוא בדיום לזה, אם עושק רש וגזל משפט וצדק תינה במדינה, אל תטמע על החפץ. Don't get bamboozled and don't get wondrous about when you see the injustices, ridiculous, horrific injustices in the world. They can make your blood boil sometimes when you look at what's going on in the world. Hatsu tomim poilu ki kol drochov mishpat. Everything's fine. The law of loss of boy, I said, doesn't mean kol hakol tov. That's what you need to know. I don't get it. Of course not. So now, we have a question. Well, certainly we have a principle. We have a kash on the principle, and you just told you can't understand the answer. Nevertheless, having just told you can't understand it, nevertheless, the Chovei Salavava says, I'm going to try and give you some kind of an explanation. According to his understanding, whether we can understand it or not, we'll see soon. That will help us just a little bit with the understanding of the story. You're already being told you can't get it. Okay? That doesn't mean you shouldn't try and understand what you're capable of understanding. So that's what we're going to try. Now, some of these things will satisfy you and some of them won't. That's understood because you can't understand. So what you can understand, understand. What you can't understand, go back to your muskul rishon, which is you can't understand, and therefore you know. Hakol tov. The yokel lefachot b'miktsas, that lightens a little bit, that understand, we learn a little bit of avon. V'oima, achas asibas harabot, one of the many, many reasons. Shebeglan and koire shelom izdamenes letzadik panoso ad shehu mityagei aleyev v'nifchan al yodo. One of the reasons why a tzaddik doesn't have panosa coming to him until he toils and works very hard and he's tested by this. Could be he did a little aveira once in the past. And now he's being punished for that. And tzaddik ba'aretz yeshulom. A tzaddik gets paid for his affairs in this world, so to a tzaddik, Rosh gets paid for his fixes in this world. Because then that whole cheshbon is not about here, the cheshbon is about in Olam Haba. So the tzaddik has a little something, he needs fixing. Shem says, I can fix it there, you know what, I'll fix it here. Because it's much better to go through suffering here than there. But at the Rosh, he can't go into Olam Haba. But Hashem says, yeah, but I have to pay him for what he did. So he pays him, yeah. Gives him a yacht or something. A yacht, you know? No. Private jet. Okay. Yacht. I don't have that problem, so. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. I'm just saying that. It doesn't mean that everybody that's got a private jet to Russia and he's got the private jet instead of Olam Haba. We don't know. Again, we don't understand the question. You can't go. Huh? Right. So what?
Right.
No, could be not. I know it's a deacon, they're private jets. I'm almost saying they're private. Yeah. What's his name? I can't remember his name now. From Lakewood, he's got a private plane, whatever. He flew the surgeon into to save Rabbi Lashev's life. Yeah. What's his name? No. He's from Solo. What is it? Shimmy Glick, these kind of guys. The name's on the recording. They're using their resources for mamash unbelievable good. That's a big nisayon. That's one of the nisayonos. Shem gives you all this wealth and says, "How are you going to use it?" There was a guy who donated an aeroplane to Atsala in America. You get ambulances driving around here with your name on it. There you have aeroplanes flying around with your name on it. They have Atsala ambulance aeroplanes in America. This guy donated an aeroplane. No, that's impressive. Start by donating a motorbike, yeah, to Atsala, and then you get more, you donate to ambulance, eventually you'll be able to donate to the aeroplane. Okay. So that's one of the reasons, the Chovei Salavava says. ולפעמים מייעשה השם עשה צדיק בעולם הזה, כדי להר בו ישחרוי בעולם הבא. That we spend a lot of time learning in Pirkei Makshava. And sometimes Hashem gives you your surim, yeah, in order that he can give you more sign, olam haba. If you want to recall for the last chapter in Pirkei Makshava, here's the source. The foolish Rishok. Kemoshe Nehmer, and it's a posuk. Leman Einoischa u Leman Seisecha Lahei Tivcha Ba'achir Achir Isecho. In order to give you suffering and to test you, yeah, in order to do good for you in the end. Remember, we learned that in Pirkei Machshava, those who learned it, those who didn't, go have a look at the last chapter of Pirkei Machshava, discusses this yusur of why you get yusurim you don't deserve, that opens up the ability to give you enormous schar that you don't deserve without chippering, bread of shame. Okay. Got it? That's another reason. ולפעמים השם מייעשה הישראל כדי להרוש שהוא עובד הסבור בשמחו ובסתיו בפנים יופס גם כשסתיו במעיני ויסורים. Sometimes Hashem wants to use this tzaddik to teach other people. So he gives him the suffering and the person's makabel besimcha and he has a happy time and he lives beautifully besimcha but you wouldn't even know that any suffering. כדי שילמדו ממני בני אדם. Go and say for Eoib, and you'll see that's what the story there is. Correct? The Rebbe Zusha, the famous story of the Pasuk, came to the Baal Shem Tov. And he asked him, how can a person be besimcha when he has suffering? Good question. Huh? How can you be besimcha when you're suffering? So he said, I can't help you. Go to the Rebbe Zusha. Gave him on the ways, he showed him where it was, and he sent him off to the Zusha. He comes to this house, it's mamish, it's a broken down wreck of a hovel, little starving wreck, cattered kids playing in the yard there, whatever. He thinks, yo, this must be the place, you know? Knocks on the door, he says, yes, I'm looking for the Zusha. He says, that's me, how can I help you? He says, the Baal Shem Tov sent me to you. He says, no, you're making a mistake. The Baal Shem Tov wouldn't know about what the Baal Shem Tov got to do with me. My cash, he's obviously looking for somebody else, but Loani. He said, no, the Reb Zusha said that the Baal Shem Tov can't come see it. He said, what about? He said, the Baal Shem Tov said, I must find it from you. Our person can be the simcha when he's suffering. So he said, oh, that's for sure a mistake. I've never suffered in my life. I wouldn't know how to help you. So the Chosik got his answer and he went home. That was the answer. So you have people in the world like that to teach us. Yeah, you think you got problems. He's got to be, he's the simcha. That's sometimes why Hashem, once again, he's not giving us all the answers to solve all the problems. He's just giving us a little bit of a... ולפעמים הבריר המנסה עשה צדיק בעיני. מחזור מחלות בגלל רישוס בני דויני. Sometimes the צדיק will suffer for the generation. How does that work? כדי להרס את חסידוסוי, it's very similar to the one before, but yeah, there's an added mission. Somehow the rest of the generation is not Ivdus Hashem Basimcha. You've got problems, you've got suffering. So Akadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddik suffering. So that the Rishonim of the generation will see his chassidus and understand, wow, look at him. I'm not sure exactly what the difference between that and the second, the one above it is. Try and work it out yourselves. Because of the, we know there's a thing that's where the Christians got it from. They took it to the wrong extreme. But there is such a concept of the tzaddik doing something for the door. Wow. Okay, what palms there? Could be sometimes because he had the opportunity to give tochocha and to scream a little bit about the things that are wrong, and he didn't. He should have picked up his head and said, "Hey guys, you can't do this anymore." Yovel Ishtachavo Islo Ladrus Kesef, whatever went on there in Shmuel. Look, you see that the tzaddikim are often brought to task for things that happened and they could have objected and they didn't. So Victor Malou was a big, big protester in the streets, like the MPs. He would write untold amounts of letters to protest this and to protest that. And he would write letters to the minister and the president. Tons of letters. So one of his sons once asked him, "Abba, do you really think it makes a difference? You know, they really care about your letters. You know, like you're spending a lot of time." But Miller was an untold master. And they're spending times. He didn't have a cut and paste. And he would write it by hand. Each letter had to be written again and again and again. It wasn't you write one letter and, take you 30 seconds, you send off 50 different. Yeah, call it Chad V'yad. You put an envelope, you stick on a stamp, you go to the post office. Yeah, a bad bit of Torah was there. So I asked him, "You really think you're going to change, all the things he was objecting to?" I don't know what's going on in America 50 years ago. He said, "Probably not. Probably not. But if I don't do it, something's going to go wrong with me. It's going to impact on me. The only way I can protect myself from this fever is to be protesting and making a mechor the whole time. Will it change the world? I don't know, but it'll change me. It'll protect me from what's going on out there. You see things going on in the world and you're outraged. But you can't. You're not going to change the world. Go into the Mekkahs and tell them, 'Why walk around dressed like that? I'm sorry. Listen to you. What are you going to do?' At least in your own self, protect yourself, make your own personal mahal, whatever the subject is. The subject is, make a mahal." That's what he's saying. So anyway, that's one of the reasons why the tzaddik himself is because of the generation. Okay. So none of this is particularly helpful in terms of halacha lamaisa. So when you're dealing with betochen and ishtadlus and how much ishtadlus and when and where, and that's the same, he's going to grapple with that a lot. There's some very important asidus here, and then we'll open it up and play with it a little bit, because that's what everybody wants to know. How much do I have to work? How much do I have to learn? What kind of ishtadlus should I make? Where? What? How? Because that's what really bothers us more than betochen is ishtadlus, no? So that's a shame problem. I'm the guy that's going to make the bucks. Okay, not really, but anyway.